Microsoft, say hello to Skype.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There's word this morning that Microsoft is close to buying the internet phone network Skype in a deal worth more than $8 billion. This would be the largest acquisition Microsoft has ever made. Let's get reaction now from Henry Blodgett, the CEO of Business Insider. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what would Skype give Microsoft?
Microsoft is under attack on many different fronts. One is Facebook and Apple and Google in communications, video, everything else. Skype is a very well-known brand. It was the pioneer in voice over IP, where people can talk to each other over their computers. It would give them hundreds of millions of users and a very strong brand in an area in which they are under attack.
And you mentioned Facebook and Google. Are those the companies that Microsoft sees as its competitors these days?
Increasingly, yes. You go back about 10 years, Microsoft pretty much owned email with Exchange and Office. And since then, Facebook is now where people are really setting up shop. We used to open up our computers and Windows was our base of operations. Now, increasingly, people are spending their days working from Facebook. Anything that Microsoft can do to get back in between people and Facebook and their friends and everything else is good. And I think that's part of what they're seeing in Skype.
Now, this sounds like a big deal. We hear $8.5 billion floating around. But for a company like Microsoft, is this really that big of an acquisition?
It's certainly not as big as it would be for you or me or any normal company. Microsoft is a company with almost $50 billion of cash sitting on its balance sheet. It has about $15 billion of free cash that it generates every year. So it's not huge, but at the same time, it's not couch change either. $8 billion is a big price tag.
Henry Blodgett, CEO of Business Insider, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Well, the European debt crisis has taken another turn for the worse. The rating agency S&P has lowered its rating on Greece's debt again. And now a leading European economist is forecasting that some of Europe's heavily indebted countries will default on their debt. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the story from London.
Greece is reported to be seeking another bailout. That's on top of last year's $157 billion rescue package. The Dow Jones News Agency says the Greeks are expecting a further $85 billion in emergency loans. S&P's downgrade, however, suggests that something more drastic might be needed, that Greece may have to default on some of the bonds that it's issued. Economist David McWilliams is a former official in the Irish Central Bank.
There has never been, ever been in the history of monetary economics, a country that has got out of a massive debt-stroke-banking crisis without a default.
But the fear is that if Greece defaults in a disorderly way, then other heavily indebted countries that use the euro, like Ireland, Portugal and perhaps even Spain, might follow suit. That could trigger the second leg of the financial crisis in Europe. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up this morning in overseas trading, more than 1% higher in London right now. China said today its exports hit record levels last month. The country's trade surplus is now more than $11 billion. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tacked on 45 points to close at 12,684.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
We're coming up on graduation season, which means it's business plan competition time at the nation's business schools. From Harvard to Rice to the University of Chicago, teams of student entrepreneurs have been honing their elevator pitches. MIT holds its final round tomorrow. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has our report.
This year, for the first time, contestants in MIT's pitch competition were able to submit their startup ideas not just on paper and in person, but also in 60-second videos on YouTube. MBA student Kurosh Kagazian is running the contest.
It's really important for startups that have limited resources to be able to use social media platforms to sort of promote their products or services, to recruit talent or raise funding.
YouTube opened up this year's field beyond the elite East Coast MBA network of MIT, Harvard, Wharton, and the like. Video pitches came from Georgia Tech, the University of Utah, also Taiwan, Cameroon, India, and Pakistan. Kagazian says there's an art to this 60-second elevator pitch. It's got three key ingredients, and we'll mash up some of the YouTube videos to demonstrate. First, there's the problem.
Everyone produces earwax, but for 35 million Americans, their wax buildup is so large that it plugs the ear canal, causing symptoms such as hearing loss and ringing in their ears.
We provide access to high-end exotic automobiles for a fraction of the cost of ownership.
Holy crap. 2.5 billion people lack access to adequate sanitation in the developing world.
Next ingredient, how your solution works in the marketplace.
With our patent-pending earwax removal system, nurses can see into the ear canal while injecting water, thus avoiding complications like
second-by-second, tenth-of-a-page resolution analytics about
banana fiber.
Banana fiber. Okay. Finally, no elevator pitch is complete without a closer, something catchy to seal the deal.
And we're going to revolutionize education.
Help us as we turn into gold.
No messy cleanup. It's quicker, it's safer, it's easier.
That last pitch you heard, by the way, for Clear Ear, the earwax removal startup, it won the beauty contest on YouTube. Tomorrow night, its student team from MIT and Stanford will compete against a dozen other finalists for MIT's $100,000 prize. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And to see some of the YouTube videos that were submitted for this year's MIT Elevator Pitch Contest, you can go to marketplace.org. Finally, to the nation's heartland, where farmers are really feeling the high gas prices. So according to the New York Times, a growing number of them are switching from tractors to oxen to farm their land. The animals run on grass, they fertilize the land, and they're cuter than tractors. Though one expert tells the Times, in the summer heat, don't expect them to do too much work. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
England is said to be the most watched society in the world. 7,000 cameras in London alone. Kind of makes dodging a traffic ticket tough.
I don't think people like the idea of vehicles driving around with a camera recording them.
Big Brother actually is watching. I'm Kai Rizdal. That story, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.